Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back for hour number two today on this October the 9th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, 45 degrees, partly sunny skies here in the Marion area. And you got to hear the big story behind the big football game this past weekend. All right, if anybody'd like to buzz in, give us a call, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, give us a buzz. Now, the two questions we have going here this morning. Did you turn the heat on in your house this past weekend? And if you don't, how long do you wait to turn the heat on? The other question, how often do you clean out your freezer? Now, not your refrigerator. I think people do that a little more often. But how often do you clean out your freezer? 740-751-4038. Those are the numbers, 740-751-4038. When do you turn your heat on? Did you turn it on this past weekend? And how often do you clean out your freezer? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, camper with the stars.
Yeah, that's right. I'll go just about anywhere.
Yeah. With somebody famous, I'm sure.
I try.
I'm sure with somebody, maybe somebody from a sitcom episode where people went camping and they got scared by a bear or something. But you obviously made it, so that's good.
I did, and they won number one. Number one decorating that night at the campgrounds.
And I was going to ask about the big game, but I was making my coffee, so that's been covered. Heat is a rite of passage, you're right, and just like the air conditioner, and I did, it was about probably this time yesterday when I put it on, and then I kind of turned it down a bit because it warmed up, but the AC will likely go on later in the week when weatherman said it's going to be in the mid-70s, so it'll warm up a bit, but for now, it's just put a little bit of heat, and just I was pretty impressed because you never know how well the furnace is going to work after resting for a few hours, but a few months, but like 30 minutes, it went from 65 to 70 in the house, and I was really happy that it was working fine. I always change the filters, and so the filter had been freshly changed, and everything's working fine. I'm sitting here in my little office area, and quite cool.
You know what? I was surprised when I finally turned the heat on last night. It was like. I forget what the thermostat said. I think it was like 66 degrees in here. So I turned it on and got it up to 70. And to go up 4 degrees only took about 10 minutes. So
yeah,
it's very nice.
It was like 42 degrees, less than it is now. So I was impressed. I thought it would take a little longer. I keep watching the thermostat. And, you know, you get a little nervous. Is it going to work okay? Because this is the time when the HVAC companies start getting busy the first time it gets cold. And same thing in the summer. And heat's probably a little simpler because AC, you have the outside unit and the inside unit, and there could be ducting issues. Plus, I have adjustments for the dampers. So, because like in most houses, the HVAC isn't distributed like it should. Plus, there have been upgrades to it since I bought the house. So that'll be done once it goes on what I call permanent heating time. Right now, it's back and forth. It'll be in the 70s and later in the week. I'll certainly have to put the air conditioning back on. And then finally, when it really is winter, which probably won't be till around Election Day, then I can make some of those wintertime adjustments. And it's been fine. It doesn't make a lot of noise. Sometimes heat seems to smell a little bit the first time you turn it on. I didn't really have that. I was like, I turned around, made some coffee, and I'm always making coffee in the morning, isn't it? But that's my main thing, besides listening to you, of course, when you're on. I checked email, took care of a few things here and there, and then it was 70 degrees, and I wasn't cold anymore, and the rite of passage has occurred. but I don't think I can avoid the AC later. It's gonna be not close to 90 like it was a few days ago, but it'll be in the 70s. So it'll be warm enough.
Now, how often do you clean out your freezer?
Not often, because I generally finish. I don't put enough in there that I wouldn't finish what would be in there. What will be older food? So not really often. I pretty much, if something's getting ready to be past the expiration date, I will hear it's in my stomach. So not too often.
Well, see, my thing is too many people bring stuff over that I just am not going to finish. So I put it in the freezer thinking, well, I'll get to that. And then I never do.
Yeah, well, I don't have that many friends that bring, I really don't have any friends that bring food over. Most of my friends, like me, they go to restaurants. But I do eat at the house. I just don't have people bringing, I don't have former treasurers bringing me over pies, and I don't, my mom is deceased, although if she were alive and in town, she likely would bring over food, because like your Bob, she was quite, in your case is, in my case was, quite a craft person in the kitchen. I don't have that luxury. I don't have any relatives that live really, most of it's my cousin in Pittsburgh, but I don't have any relatives that are local that would bring over food, and I don't really have any friends who are chefs. I have friends who work in restaurants, but they're probably tired of being in a restaurant and cooking, so they wouldn't want to bring me over any food.
Now, don't you think, though,
it's me in the microwave and whatever's on sale at Kroger, and, of course, one of my many favorite buffets that are around town.
Now, don't you think that I made the right decision with this Buckeye game? Because I just felt at some point that I had these interviews set up. I thought it was going to be a tailgate in the morning. And just, going over to the Fox Sports set for 3 hours that morning and standing, waiting to be on, I just thought, I don't know how exciting this is going to be.
Yeah, one thing I wasn't sure about is I've asked. These tickets aren't cheap. I don't know what they cost, but it's not $5.99 for sure. Maybe $599. Did Buckeye Guy already have tickets? Even the top alumni, as far as I know, and professors don't even get these season ticket plans. How does Buckeye Guy get these tickets? Did he have tickets for you and a guest? What happens if you don't go? What does he do with the ticket? Does he scalp it? I wasn't sure about a lot of that.
I'll tell you, I
just walk in and say I want to go to the game.
I know Buckeye Guy has no affiliation with the university, so how he gets his tickets, I have no idea.
He kind of thinks he does. I mean, there was controversy, of course, at a recent event, but I think he is in general good for the city, as he does bring us visibility. He's on TV, and the controversy is part of what he feeds on, and that actually is good for publicity.
But what happened to the seat? I don't know, because it was the day before where I really said that I probably would not be going. I thought about it Friday afternoon when I talked to him, and then by Friday night I thought, I just don't think I'm going to do it. But I doubt it was hard filling that chair right there in the Ohio State end zone.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, aren't those seats, I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars? I don't know. So bottom line is you're not going to be starved and finding someone to go to a game. But it would be cool. If I knew you were be on TV with him, let me know. I'll watch it.
Well, I think it'll
watch the game, but I didn't watch it. I watched about 20 minutes of NFL yesterday. I had a long service call in the afternoon. Of course, I couldn't miss my workout. And then I was watching. We can talk about this too, Scott. I always ramble, but here's a good topic. I think you mentioned you watched Frasier because it came up in Matt and Harrington had not heard of the show. You're aware that there's a new Frasier coming up on Thursday, so. They had a preview show. I think Kevin Frazier from E.T., he emceed a little talk about the making of the new show with some behind-the-scenes information. So I kind of got into watching that, and I got tired and went to sleep. So kind of a productive and a little unusual Sunday for me.
Yeah, well, yeah, I did know about the new Frazier, and I think that'll be interesting. I think it'll be a good show. Yeah, I like it. He's back in Boston. I think I saw that little same the preview show that you did. And it looks good.
And I guess it's going to be on Pluto, which is a free streaming channel. You don't have to subscribe to Paramount Plus. It's only $5.99 a month. But I understand. Where I come from, Scott, these programs should be on broadcast TV. It's like they're on streaming services. Nothing except these reality shows that are all fake or reruns or infomercials seem to be on regular TV anymore. And it's like you have to use these alternative methods of viewing. This is what's I think you'd agree. It's what's ironic. Yeah, we have hundreds and hundreds and thousands of channels, and when I grew up, we didn't even have 10 channels, yet there was more to watch because it was actually good stuff to watch on regular TV.
Well, and that's true, but I think part of the reason they put things like Frasier on Paramount Plus is to try to get people to subscribe to Paramount Plus. I think it's the same thing that HBO tried in their early stages.
I just don't see why you should have to pay to watch watch what would be considered to be a standard sitcom, and they make money from ads, which they have anyway. The landscape has just really changed. We have quantity, but not quality. I kind of preferred the quantity. And again, as I talked about with radio, I like de-exing. So, and Marion is a fascinating study in de-exing, and how well do the Columbus stations come in? Can you get the LP station? I think it's in Lima and Mansfield. Do those come in with a good antenna? I know Charlie was really into that, as I recall. I think we talked. Yeah, he had a good antenna. He could get Dayton or some other city. So all that's kind of gone by the wayside. And well, you have all this quantity, and it's like you look, you know, you've done the same thing probably. Look through hundreds of channels, and it's like, what is there to watch?
Well, it's interesting, because I got an email this morning from somebody who watches the television shows that we put up on YouTube every week now. And somebody said to me, why can't you take live calls during those programs? Well, it's because they're taped. I mean, it would be very hard to do those shows live, because we do them live to tape. It's not like we stop the tape and then start over, but we do take a break in the middle for a few minutes. And it would just be hard to do those live. So I think that's where people watch. I think that's where people... It's just different outlets, you know. Like CBS, they still have CBS Network, where you can watch a lot of things, but then they also have their streaming service where you can go and watch other things. And we kind of have the same thing here. We have this, which is available free to people, but... We also have the YouTube channel. Although that's free to people, it's a different way to watch.
It's different. I really kind of, maybe I'm just grumpy and old, which certainly would be possible. But I kind of prefer the quality over the quantity. And you know, with Frasier, $5.99 a month, and you get a free 7 days of Paramount Plus. That's less than the cost of a movie without the gas or spending $7 for a soda or $10 for popcorn. So if I have to pay $6 to watch a show that I love, I'll do it, because it'll be on CBS a few days later. And it's not clear to me if it's actually on Pluto at the same time. I watched that preview on Pluto. So, you know, even, I'm in this Frasier fan club on Facebook, and I'm not sure even the people there know. Well, I guess I'll find out, but Thursday evening, whenever this reboot is on, don't bother me, because I'm going to watch the program. I mean, if I have to pay... and for Paramount Plus, Pillow or something. Are you? I mean, I think you recall you watch Frasier. Are you excited about this? It's not really a reboot. It's more of an encore or a continuation.
Well, it sounds good. I don't even know what time it's on Thursday. What time? Because I know it's on the network Thursday.
I'm sure someone in my Frasier fan club will start promoting it. It is amazing how long this character has been around. It was Cheers on, like, in the 90s. I never didn't really watch a lot of Cheers, so I'm not quite sure why, because I like Ted Danson also, but I never really got into the show. I like Becker, and I like Frasier, so I like the shows that two of the stars were in following. And I like Shelley Long in that Brady Bunch movie, too. I was impressed by her performance more than I was when she was on Frasier or on Cheers. So, I'm not looking online for this, but I know Cheers was on, like, in the 90s or even the late 80s.
Early 80s. I believe
the early 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't seem like it's been that long. And then this character, 40 years later, is still around. And you kind of see him evolving. I mean, just being older. And now he's, I guess supposed to be around 70. And he's a professor of psychology and retired from private practice, retired from radio. So.
Everybody's got to retire someday. See, that's a good lesson to learn.
A real character, Scott, because you talk to people in the psychology business on the air. A certain short German lady from New York City you talked to, right? And she's in her 90s. And you said you did talk to one of my idols, Dr. Joyce Brothers.
I did.
And we have the alternative practitioners, that lady from, she's from New Orleans or something, right? The lady doctor, whatever her name is, you talked to her, so... And Kreskin, of course. So, too bad Frasier is not a real character. That would be a good interview.
Well, you never know what will happen down the road.
But I guess we'll find out. I'll give you a report hopefully on Friday if I'm motivated. What the show is like, because there's so much anticipation.
Well, yeah, we'll look for a review.
Yeah, and then again, since the heat has now been turned on, I won't be freezing or shivering. So the rite of passage has occurred, and then we'll just reconvene in probably May when it's time to turn the air conditioner on.
There you go. Thanks, Adam.
Okay, have a good day, Scott. See you.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Again, the questions this morning, did you turn your heat on this past weekend? And how often do you clean out your freezer? Those are the big questions here this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. As I say, my freezer was getting so bad, you really could have found Amelia Earhart in my freezer. She could have been hiding out in there all these years. That's how long it had been. 740-751-4038. All right. Don't forget, Kids Night Out, Kroger, Marion Mount Gilead Road, October the 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. Come join us for some free activities and treats. We'll have stations set up around the store. Hope kids for kids to enjoy. Treats are subject to change depending on the number of kids they have. That is 4 to 6 p.m. on October the 30th. Dinner with the Presidents coming up on Saturday, November the 4th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. All occasions catering and banquet facility, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road in Waldo, Ohio. $40 for VIP seating, $35 for general seating. The Presidents speaking this year will be James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, Chester Arthur, Theodore Roosevelt. Mary Ellen Withrow will be speaking that night. Master of Ceremonies is Colonel Edmund W. Starling, White House Secret Service Agent, 1914 to 1943. And the non-speaking presidents that will be there, George Washington, James Madison, Martin Van Buren, U.S. Grant, Benjamin Harrison, Mrs. Helen Louise Nellie Taft, Warren G. Harding, of course, Harry S. Truman, and Mamie Eisenhower. That's how it will all work. Get your tickets by Thursday, October the 18th. Call Heritage Hall, 740-387-4255. And the presidential dinners are always a lot of fun there. The presidential food that they serve at that event is always a lot of fun. Okay. Also, we have the big River Valley Meet the Candidate night coming up. River Valley Teachers Association presents Meet the Candidate Night, October the 11th, 7:30 p.m., following the orchestra performance in the high school auditorium. So that's coming up this Wednesday, and I'm going to try to make that event however it happens. And hopefully have an interview with one of the candidates. Now, it's interesting because with this dinner with the presidents, I do think taking Carrington and Matt to this would be fun. Now, I don't think that it's something they would ever buy a ticket to, but I think that it might be fun for them to go to that because it's not really like what people think it is. It's a little different. It's a lot of fun. So, that's where we are with that. Now, what I was saying before we were going to break there was that today is the official return to school after, May, I think, was the last time I was there. The official return to school, this is the fifth year, my goodness gracious, fifth year that this has been going on, that I've been doing this particular program. And I'm pretty sure I've done this with Abby every year. So we'll kick off year number five today. We'll see how that goes. You know, now there's an interesting report to hear tomorrow, how that all goes today. If it's smooth sailing as we head into year number five. Now, it's funny because 5 years ago is really when I met her. And it was a very interesting day because we both had been hired for the program. And the day I showed up, it was just her and I. And we had never met before. And you know, sometimes that can be a little awkward. It was just her and I in this very little room, that a little room that we don't even use anymore. And immediately, she just started talking. And 5 years later, she still hasn't stopped. So there you go. So we'll kick off year number five today, and that's kind of fun. You look back and you think about five Christmases and five Thanksgivings and five Halloweens and five first days and five last days, and it'll be fun. Although, I really have not seen Abby a whole lot this summer. A couple times I saw her, but not a whole lot. Not maybe as much as in the past, so we'll see what's going on today. We'll see how it all goes. I'm sure, if nothing else, there'll be a disagreement about something. Now, I don't even know what the disagreement would be about, to be honest with you, because there's nothing that is on the table to disagree about. But I'm quite sure there'll be some kind of disagreement today, because starting the fifth year, there's got to be some kind of disagreement. It just wouldn't be that program if there wasn't. All right, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If anything's on your mind, give me a buzz. Do you want to talk about the heat coming on in your house this past weekend? Or did you suffer through the cold and just say, you know what, I'm going to put a blanket on. Forget about turning the heat on. How often do you clean out your freezer? This is a question I want to know about. Triskaidekaphobia, Friday the 13th, coming up this week here in the month of October. All right, what else do we got going on here? Well, I don't think anything else big to talk about this morning. Anything going on in your world that's big? 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. We can talk about it. We were doing a Family Feud question last week, and I don't even remember the category, and I know I had it at the home office, and somehow I have lost the category. Now, I'm going to continue to look for the category that I lost, but I'm going to start a new category this morning because I can't find the old one. So let's give this one a shot. We've got 23 minutes here, and we've got five answers for this category. Okay, here's the category. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Hold the blank. Five answers. I like these answers, to be honest with you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Fill in the blank. Five big answers. Hold the blank. H-O-L-D. Hold the blank. Five answers for our Family Feud here this morning. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, from my exciting office area, it's me once again. I'll use a song lyric, Scott. It probably won't be there. Hold the Line, song by Toto.
You know what? There, right? Hold the Line is number five on the list.
Okay, well, hold the phone. That's not an answer, I'm just saying. Hold the phone, and maybe I'll call back.
All right, thanks, Adam. Bye-bye.
All right, Hold the Line, the song lyric that Adam thought would not be on the list, was on the list. Fill in the blank. Hold the line.
Go ahead, caller.
Hold the mail.
Hold the what?
The mail. Hold mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Hold the mayo. Absolutely. Hold the mayo is number three. Now, why do we not say hold the ketchup, hold the mustard? Why do we say hold the mayo?
Well.
Isn't that interesting?
They put ketchup on everything.
I know. Ketchup has to be the number one condiment behind salsa here in the United States.
You have ketchup on your meatloaf.
You certainly do. Now, how often do you clean out your freezer?
Just whenever.
See, apparently I don't do it often enough, but I feel so vindicated now that my freezer is clean. It's so empty. You can no longer find Amelia Earhart in there.
You know, when it starts looking like there's stuff in there that I ain't going to be getting to or something like that, you know, then I take everything out, sort through it, throw away. And I normally try to do it trash day or, you know, trash day before trash day.
That's why I did it on Thursday, because Friday was trash day, so I made sure to get that done. Did you turn your heat on this past weekend?
I've had my heat on for about a week and a half now.
During that 80-degree weather?
No, not the 80-degree weather. When it was low 70s or something.
I had to crack down and do it yesterday, but, you know, it's nice to have heat in here right now. I think I'd want to be sitting here right now with 45-degree temperatures outside. It'd be kind of cool.
I keep mine about 75, 76, especially this year, because my air conditioner is not working up far, and if it works too much, it shuts off.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've been keeping the temperature, you know, up a little bit more normal.
Now, what do you think will be the first day, what the first day of school will be like this year? It comes up today, our fifth first day together coming up this afternoon. Now, how do you think that's going to go?
Yeah.
It may go fine.
What do you teach?
Well, kind of everything.
What does Abby teach?
I'm just with you. It's kind of hard to figure out. I don't, you know, I really don't know what her specialty is. It's certainly
Michelle,
not math.
She was a teacher too, wasn't she?
What's that?
Was Michelle a teacher?
Michelle was a teacher too. Not only Michelle was an English. That's where my degree is, English. So, yeah, I guess you'd probably call me more of an English teacher, and Michelle is an English teacher. But Abby, I you know, she teaches the little kids, the what do they call that, preschool?
School kids?
Yeah, but I don't think she teaches over there anymore. I think she's the director. So, you know, when I'm with her, I've been trying for 5 years to figure out what she does. Maybe I'll figure it out this year.
Some people do can get by with do you know without doing anything, and they just look like it.
Well, that could be what's been going on.
They do work, but they never do work. You know what I'm saying?
That could be what's been going on for 5 years, and I've just missed the whole thing. I don't know. Like I said, I really have not talked to her a whole lot, or I've seen her a couple times this summer, but I really have not talked to her all that much. So we'll see what happens today.
Now, couldn't you teach more and not do the Krogers?
I could, but the problem would be, and they've asked me to do that. They came to me actually earlier this year with a nice teaching position, because a lot of teachers are not doing that right now. But and I'm employed with the school district, so it's easy to bring me in. They don't have to get me, you know, they can just transfer me into that position. And I think that's why they asked. But the problem is if I did a normal day, which would be high school, I certainly could not do this show, because school starts before 10 o'clock in the morning. And that has essentially became the problem with doing a normal school day.
Plus, you get to meet a different type of crowd and people, you know, working at Kroger's. You actually get to talk more to listeners.
Well, that's true. I love to, and I run into more listeners at Kroger than you could possibly imagine. And I like the way the day is set up from September or October through the end of the school year, because I do my 2 hours of radio in the morning, and then I go and I do Kroger. As soon as I'm off the air here, I go there and I do that right up until the time school starts. And then I go over to school and I end my day there doing that. So it's really a diverse thing, and it's really all close together, too, because Kroger and the high school aren't even a mile from each other.
You know, Ohio State this year might be like they did when they won the championship with Craig Krenzel. That year, they never really blew out anybody. They was behind a lot and won, you know, the games at the last minute, but won the national title.
Well, it could, it, you know, it's teaching them how to win in the fourth quarter, I'll say that. I mean, I don't think most people want that, but it is teaching them how to win in a high-pressure situation. Now, do you fault me for missing this game on Friday? Because I just thought, I don't want to stand at the Fox Sports thing for, you know, 3 or 4 hours.
Well, Must have been a little chilly, too.
It would have been chilly, but I, you know, I just thought, I had interviews set up with three other people. I thought there was going to be this tailgate in the morning. I was invited to another tailgate, so I guess I could have just gone to that. But if I wanted to hang with Buckeye Guy that day, which I felt obligated to do, because obviously he was the one with the ticket, I would have had to get there early and stand over at Fox Sports for hours. And I, you know, I just, I don't know. That just did not seem all that thrilling to me. Now everybody would have saw me on national television, but do I really need that type of exposure? I don't think so.
Well, you might get some good, you know, good exposure out of it. Look at Pat Sajak. You know, he was in the news or, you know, television or something, you know. I don't know exactly what he did, but somebody seen him that was in charge of the show and said, that's the guy I want.
Well,
and they called him in, and he thought he's just going to do a show or two. It lasted all these years.
Well, you never know. You never know what's... Boy, you listened to the Friday night show, right?
Yeah, I didn't listen to the last hour much, but...
Well, I'll tell you, boy, did I about get in trouble on Friday night, because apparently somebody went to Kroger, where Carrington was working during the day on Friday, and walked up to her, who had listened to her on the radio, and said, hey, you know, I just want to meet you and thank you and... You know, it's I like listening to you, and then asked her if I had invited her to the football game, which I had not. And then she came in that night and she said, well, apparently she told that person, well, maybe he's going to invite me tonight. And then she came in and said, basically, why didn't you invite me to the football game? So, you know, there was about trouble there on Friday, but I was able to cop it out on Friday and say, well... You know, I'm not going.
Yeah, it's really been a good show with those two. And hopefully those guys can, you know, get some exposure out of it. Maybe something good happened in their career. Or maybe Matt and Carrington might get together and be a couple or something.
Oh, well, you never know. Have you watched... Well, I don't know. They Carrington has said many times that she doesn't care what a 19-year-old boy thinks of what she wears. So I don't know exactly where that's going. But you watch the television show as well, right?
Yeah.
I think the television show is just as much fun as the radio show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, did you watch her put the... Have you watched the one where she puts the cheese head on?
Yeah, it hurt pretty good.
I know. Matt and I can't wear that thing to save our life, but it works good for her.
You can tell she's a, you know, youngster. You know, she's always moving in her chair and, you know, like young kids do, you know, when their body joints will bend, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, she sits right next to me during that program, and I can constantly feel her moving during the program. And one time she was moving so much, I dropped my pen. She kind of bumped into me, and I dropped my pen on the floor. I don't know if anybody saw that on camera, but I dropped my pen, and then I had no pen.
She's a little bit easier to tease than what Matt is.
Yeah, I don't think Matt's quite got... Matt would not hold a grudge, and I love talking with Matt. He's very smart, very on the level, but I don't think that she... I don't want to say she has a better sense of humor, because I don't know that's what it is, because Matt's got a good sense of humor. But I think that Carrington's just a fun person. She doesn't have any, you know, she's the first girl in a long time that I have met who really doesn't have any drama. You know, I don't want to stereotype and say all girls, but the girls that I've been around, you know, under the age of 60, all seem to have some kind of drama. You know, there's always something going on, something financial, something going on with relationships in their life, something going on with their family. She doesn't have that. She really doesn't. She doesn't complain. She's just always giggly, always bubbly, always wants to be around. And, like I said, wanted to go to the football game. It never would have occurred to me to invite her to the football game, but she wanted to go. But who wouldn't want to hang out with me? I mean, you know, that's really the height of fun.
Oh, you know, it should be Buckeye guy's main thing is Bill hanging out with you.
Well, I think it was. He invited me. I don't know.
I want to give Adam some kudos, too. He's doing the high school sports.
Yes. I think putting those high school sports scores especially up there are very important. Well, I'll tell you, we got a big one this week. Harding and Pleasant. It's a rivalry.
Oh, Pleasant. Let's go.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to, you know, Pleasant lost to River Valley, and then Harding came in and beat River Valley. So I don't know who's going to win that game. It's at Pleasant. It's going to be a big one Friday night.
And Carrington, she went to Pleasant, too.
She did. I thought about sending somebody over to cover that game on Friday, call in reports. I don't know. We might do something yet on Friday. I don't know. I haven't decided.
Now, Matt, he was RV.
Yeah, and Matt's also a... he was RV, and he's also a sports guy. So, I don't know what we're going to do Friday night yet. We might do something a little different this Friday.
Maybe he'll do it, or they two can do it together.
Then
it's always nice to have, when you're doing a sports game, always nice to have another person there to, you know, even when Jeff Ruth, you know, did sports, you know, he always had another guy there talking to, you know.
Oh, I think you've at least got to have two. And when we did it from Harding the years ago, we used to have a three-man booth. And I thought that was very good. Because you had one person who was doing play-by-play, you had one person who was doing stats, and then you had one person who was basically just doing color, filling in the gaps when the game was kind of slow.
Well, on TV, you know, a lot of times pros have three.
Yeah, I think three's good. So, you know, maybe the three of us will go over there Friday. I don't know. The problem is the timing's off because the game starts at 7 and our show runs 8 to 10 and the game is usually over by 9. So I'm
last
not sure.
This, you know, listening to your show is I don't get to listen to high school sports.
Right. So I don't know what we're going to do Friday. I don't know yet. If we end up doing something, I'll let people know.
But I could listen to it on the radio, WMRN on the radio, and you guys are on my TV.
Yeah, there you go.
Try that.
Yeah, give it a shot. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open. The category here, fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Now, hold the mayo was number 3, and hold the line was number 5 on the list here today. Yeah, hold the line was number 5. Hold the mayo. 10 people said hold the mayo. That's number 3. Hold the line was number 5. 6 people said hold the line. But we still have number 1, 2, and 4 on our list today. Who's got the answers? 53 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. You know, this is one of those mystery things. Why do people say hold the mayo, but they don't say hold the ketchup or hold the mustard? They just say no ketchup or no mustard. Why do they say hold the mayo? I think that's kind of interesting. Does anybody have an answer for us this morning? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 53 minutes past the hour. The category, fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Mayo number 3. Line number 5. We still do not have number 1. Number 2. Or number 4. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the answers? Also, two questions we're asking here this morning. Did you turn your heat on this past weekend? We dipped into the 30-degree temperature range this past weekend. Did the heat come on in your home? And how often do you clean out your freezer? I did mine last Thursday. It's a tremendous burden off my neck now to have the freezer cleaned out and ready to go for the upcoming holiday season. So how often do you clean out your freezer, and did you turn your heat on this past weekend? And our Family Feud category this morning, fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Hold the Mayos number 3. Hold the line number 5. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who has the answers here? 5 minutes left to go. You know, I thought we would get to this a lot sooner here this morning. I thought we might be able to finish off this category before the morning ends. But we're under 5 minutes, and we've only got two answers. We've just got to hold the Mayo and hold the line. We've still got three others. Number one, I thought hold the line would be the most difficult. The others, I thought we would get fairly quick. But hold the line, I think, was the first one we got. And that's number 5 on the list. All right, 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Now, here's an expression I've heard over the years, is hold your horses.
Hold your horses. You know, that's a good expression, and I'm not even sure what it means. It's not on the list, but a good guess.
Yeah, I don't know what it means when people say that.
No, but we'll just tell them, no, hold your horses.
Yeah.
Horses, not on the list. Hold your horses does not make the list here this morning. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Hold the Mayo is number 3. 10 people said hold the Mayo. And hold the line is number 5. 6 people said hold the line. Under 4 minutes now. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. What are the other three answers?
Go ahead.
I am following. Hold the phone earlier. No one's ever said it, but I assume that that's there.
Hold the phone is number 1 on the list. You got it.
And let me sing an old commercial. You talk about hold the mayo. What about hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders, don't upset us. Of course, that was Burger King. And I always loved that commercial. I thought it was cute. It rhymed, and it's true. I personally like pickles and lettuce, but I can be upsetting, so I guess I do make special orders. But some combination of that Burger King commercial might be there.
Well, I tell you, hold the phone is there. Now, why do we say hold the mayo, not hold the ketchup, hold the... Well, we don't have enough time to get into that. Maybe we'll get into that tomorrow, but hold the phone is number 1 on the list.
Okay, well, let me go hang up the phone so Lee or someone else can call back with a great answer.
Sounds good.
All right, fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Hold the blank. That's the category this morning. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. We've got the number 1 answer, hold the phone. Number 3 is hold the mayo, and number 5 is hold the line. We still have 2 answers left in 2 minutes. Answer number 2 and answer number 4. 58 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Are we going to get the final 2 answers before we wrap up the show here this morning on WGH Talk? The first morning that I have had heat on this particular season. And, of course, the freezer is cleaned out. Big news here this morning on the program. Fill in the blank. Hold the something. 2 answers left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I was just going to say, you can't talk about turning the heat on without asking folks if they've put the plastic on their windows yet. I can't be the only hillbilly that does that.
No, have you turned the heat on and put the plastic up?
Yeah, and I'm mad because I like to put the plastic up before I turn the heat on, but old man winter setting it a little quicker than I thought he was going to.
Well, he came in quick after those 80-degree days. Now, with about 20 seconds, how often do you clean out your freezer?
About once every 6 months.
You know, mine's a little long.
Does that make me nasty?
No. You're fine. Hey, thanks for calling.
Toodles.
All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap us up for the day. Thank everybody for listening this morning, and we'll be back and do it again tomorrow, 8 to 10. For this day, this is Scott Spears.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too much. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought Marla, I wanted the M. So Marla